You are listening to the According to the Technical Rules podcast, where we discuss things that matter and argue about things that don't. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello. Before we start the show, we'd love to hear what you think about our podcast. If you're listening to podcasts on iTunes, please leave us a review and tell us what you think, or wherever you happen to be listening. The feedback is really helpful. Now on to the show.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
Guys, it's the According to Technical Rules podcast. My name is Sam Jack, and I am joined here by my good buddy and co-host, Matt Hickman.
Yes.
What's happening, Matt?
At the point that this is airing, summer is over, Sam.
I know.
It's done.
I'm sad about it.
I have to do things every day now. Do you know how hard that is? To do something every day, Sam?
You're anticipating the having to do things and getting sad about
it. It's not great.
Yeah, I know.
Having to wake up. Then go to a job. It should be summer all year round.
I don't know, man. I don't think so. I think you got to stay on your grind.
Yeah,
I think you get low, slow, and lazy, and don't have goals and stuff if you don't keep doing stuff.
All right, what are you saying, Sam? Say it.
Well, I'm just saying in general, based on my own experiences, the more time I have off, the less stuff I do. So.
Yeah, I think it was a...
Have you had a good summer?
Well, it was a rough start.
Right.
And then I think it panned out pretty well.
Good.
Had a nice trip with a wife to Philadelphia. Saw my sister, who listens to the podcast. Hi, Jessica.
Oh, man.
Too
bad for her.
She loves it. Alana went on a very silly DC talk cruise. We'll have to have her.
Oh man!
We'll have to have her on and talk about that sometime.
Yeah, I'd like to hear her DC talk cruise review.
That might have to be a special segment. I don't think I can handle it. That's so much.
You saw the I think it was Babylon Bee article that was like,
yes, I did.
People on DC talk cruise wonder what people will think when they hear that they're Jesus freaks. Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
It's niche, but
funny. What will people think when they've heard you've been on the
That's
Jesus
exactly
freak
right.
cruise?
Yeah. But you were in Philly over the 4th, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
So it's always, and I've done that a couple times, and so it's always fun, like to be at the birthplace of a nation on its birthday.
Yeah, man. Very cool.
So it's free fireworks and watch a concert on TV that's live in the park, and just spent a lot of time there.
Right on.
And then the rest of the summer was chill. Taught some summer classes, talked about that last episode, and then since then kind of chilled out, and then got stuff taken care of.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a pretty good summer too. I don't know. We stayed pretty close to home. We didn't take any major trips. We did a little camping before it got really, really hot. But I don't know. Since we've been hanging out with family, we've been doing a lot of stuff. I've already talked about I had my last day at work.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty nice over the summer. But yeah, that's been about it. Looking forward to starting the new job and
being coworkers.
Yep. Being coworkers, figuring out my new schedule.
One step closer to co-lovers. It's fine.
Getting used to teaching math full-time and high school and everything. So, yeah.
But for the record, I think you'll be great.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
A nice comment from my friend Sam.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Yeah.
But the school has a good support system. I mean, all of the current math faculty, they're all very experienced, and they've been real helpful, you know, getting prep done and getting ready for everything. So,
nice.
It's really nice. Yeah.
So, today, Sam, it's not just the two of us.
Really?
It's not. I don't know if you noticed, but to stage left, right? No, stage right or stage left?
Well, we haven't established where the stage is.
Stage left?
So.
Okay. Well, obviously from my perspective.
Oh, okay. Stage left.
Everything's from my perspective.
Right.
We have a special guest.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Ellie.
Ta-da.
Yay.
Shut up.
So Ellie is joining us today to talk about our cliffhanger topic, which we'll get to in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But Ellie, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Have you had a good summer?
Yes. This has been the best summer of my life.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Can you give me a top three of good things in the summer?
I go to the pool every day with my kids.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I'm so jealous.
I got a pony.
Oh my God. That's what? Awesome.
He is
a literal pony.
Little pony.
Okay.
And she's just beautiful. And I get a brush her every day and feed her. And she makes pony noises. And
That's awesome.
Kids ride her for hours.
That's adorable.
Awesome.
So it is.
Does she stay little forever?
Yes. She's a little pony.
That is, I might need a pony.
Yeah, she's great.
Is there a difference between a pony and a tiny horse?
Because she looks exactly like a mini horse. They have big heads and big bellies.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But she's, what's the word, like?
Proportionally.
Proportionate to a horse.
Gotcha.
Just smaller.
Awesome.
That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's cooler really than a, good. Yeah. So just like a.
Shetland ponies are mean too. Those little bitches are biters and kickers.
Oh.
And every single farrier you talk to, they're like, I've only been hurt by really tiny Shetlands. They're like, I'm scared.
I'm really sad. I like the little tiny horses.
Oh man.
They're mean.
That's one of those like a celebrity that you think is really nice, and then you hear behind the scenes that they're a dick. Like,
exactly.
That's what I feel like right
it's
now.
Good in your head, but not.
Then you're
good.
Like,
I've heard koalas are dicks too.
I heard koalas will destroy you.
Yeah.
They're serious business.
Uh huh.
That's what they want you to think.
But
they're like made for hugging, and then you want them to be nice, but they aren't.
But I'll hug you too.
And they slash you.
Yeah. So, but your pony is nice.
Yes, she's wonderful. And then third is I'm in love. I have a wonderful Aww. Girlfriend named Ashley, and we've been having the best time.
That's awesome.
Together this summer.
That makes for a good summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Summer love great. Is a good summer.
Yes. Swimming in ponies and romance.
And yes. Oh, the summer nights. Oh, well.
I know this song. It's from Greece.
I don't, but I believe
you. Wait, you're allowed to watch that?
No. This is a thing. No. In my music class at elementary school, we sang Greece songs for whatever reason.
Huh.
I know that song. It's a big deal to me to know a song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know it.
I'm proud of you right now.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. I've never seen Greece, but I know that it's a song from Greece. And it's Summer Lovin'.
Good job.
You learned in grade school, which makes it a little awkward.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You own that.
I'm
hold on to it.
I'm good. So, Ellie, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, my day job, or technically night job, is I'm a night nurse at a nursing home, and I love it. I love my job. I love taking care of people. But then my side job is that I'm an author.
Ooh.
And so it brings me a lot of happiness. I have 11 books published, and
wow.
your listeners should go look them up on Amazon. I have 3 new books out for kids. So please.
What are they called? How do we find them?
Search for Ellie Ann on Amazon.
Okay.
And then my stuff will come out. And then also follow me on Facebook, and you'll, or friend me on Facebook, and you can, and then I'll like post updates on everything important going on.
Awesome.
So I just love writing, and it makes me happy.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. What genre of writing do you do?
Fantasy. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. Fantasy and science fiction.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I got the fairy tale, the multimedia fairy tale, slice of life.
Sweet.
Does that sound
yeah.
right?
Slice
yeah,
of life.
I got that one on Amazon. I had a I had a Kindle Unlimited credit, so I, uh-huh. I got that when I started reading it. I like it. I'm into it. It's really cool.
Oh, great!
It's
Thanks.
Got a good. It's got a fun like. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of fantasy. It kind of subverts a little bit of like the fantasy tropes, but it's really fun. Kind of reminded me of Dresden Files.
Oh, sweet.
A little bit. So
yeah.
Yeah, hopefully that's praise.
Oh yeah,
hopefully that's praise
that.
And not
it
yeah.
<is. laughs>
That's really cool. I haven't finished it, but I started reading it, and it's really cool.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. Facebook's the way to find you on the interwebs.
Yes. Right oh. now, my website just went down, so I got to fix that. There's
gotcha.
Always something.
So this is a question that I have for a writer. What are you reading these days?
Mm. Oh, I just finished a fantasy called Oathblood by Mercedes Lackey.
Okay.
I just love her stuff so much. And then I finished a book on how to write comedy. And
nice.
That
oh, cool.
was really good. Mm-hmm. It like helps break down comedy and like it taught me what the comedy was on like a technical level, which is really interesting because now I can
that
like,
sounds really interesting.
So it's like some research we need to be doing.
And then it has, it's just like full of jokes too by like the best comedians.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. So that was a really good read.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. So before we get into opening statements, I think we are going to do a little guest game.
This has kind of become a weird tradition on according to the technical rules, where we ask, we started out by asking each other, would you rather type questions? And then it ended up being a thing that we started asking our guests too. So I have two would you rather questions. I'm going to ask Ellie and Matt. Do you guys want, you guys can talk amongst yourselves. Do you want the serious question first or the silly question first?
Let's, I would prefer serious.
But me you're too. That's what I was going to say.
Okay, serious first.
Twinkies.
All right. Uh-huh. All right. Would you rather forget who you are or forget who everyone else is?
Oh.
Oh my gosh. This is easy for me.
Me too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Uh-huh. This one kept me up at night.
I'd rather forget who I am, hands down.
Okay. Why?
I think it might be healthy for me.
I think this question answers a lot of questions about.
Yeah, I think
like it explains a lot about you.
Well, because it's basically, do you which do you prefer? Like, do you?
Oh well, now I
do you value
selfish.
Do you value well? Do you well? Let me finish. Do you value your identity? Like, do you value what you perceive others to be? Because if you forget everyone around you, you can get to know everyone around you again.
Right.
But if you forget yourself, you can find yourself through a fresh lens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I prefer to find myself.
Well, we talked about this last episode. You are currently embarking on a journey to find yourself, right?
I am. And we'll talk about that later.
It's one of the most noble tasks.
I think so.
It's a hard, dumb task, too.
Well, that's true.
Ellie, what about you?
I would rather forget about everyone else. Then I will know who I am, and in turn, because then I'll stay myself and be the same person that everyone knows me as, and then I'll get to know them again. And I think seeing other people through a fresh lens can be important too. But I love getting to know people.
Yeah, see, that's
so,
how
like,
I feel
to me,
too.
That
yeah.
sounds like really exciting.
It's a very romantic notion.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And like,
to know yourself, but to not know others.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hannah,
yeah.
the producer, is just thinking, no.
Hannah
no,
and
no,
Matt
no, no,
feel
no,
the
no.
same way about getting to know other people.
Again. Yeah.
No,
But you would maybe have the option of just not getting to know them again.
Mm-hmm. You're like, I don't know you.
I don't have to have the burden of knowledge.
The only thing strange about that was I feel like the question implies that other people do remember you.
Yeah.
You don't remember them, but they remember you.
Yeah, they know who you are.
That bothers me because then there's like expectations.
Yeah.
So
I will add a caveat to my answer. This is going to be real sweet. I don't know if she's even around. She's probably not listening. I would love to re-get to know Alana again because I really enjoyed dating her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a very fun time.
I'm getting a little emotional about that one.
You should be.
That's true.
So if I could forget her, but still have her as my wife, so she wouldn't go away and I wouldn't go away and just got to re-get to know her again, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm. You should take that feeling and get to know her.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying like, but now I'm bored.
I take it for granted. I don't care about her anymore.
No, I'm just saying like, cause I mean, you go through different levels in a relationship and which I mean, you don't do this now cause we know each other. Like the talking for hours.
Yeah.
That's fun. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. Much like Liz Lemon, I'm happier to have gotten to the knowing each other, being comfortable, being happy and anticipating each other. And like that to me is, I like that. That's comfortable.
Awesome.
Some of the like early living together arguments are over. You know, we figured out, kind of figured our thing out. So I like that. But anyway, any other thoughts? All right. Now the question that I really like. would you rather have fingers as long as legs or legs as long as fingers.
Gross. That's so gross.
Oh. Would you rather have fingers as long as your legs or your legs be as long as your fingers?
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, Sam.
We went with Matt on the first one.
Yeah, so, I'm going to, so. Ellie gets to go first.
Ellie, do you have any thoughts?
These like, you know, like spider entities like coming out.
Yeah, I mean, like, they would be dragging
for half
the ground.
Your body.
How?
No way. Or, you know, to be, I mean, walk around. You would have to walk with your arms then.
Right.
And then you'd have to prop yourself up everywhere to use your hands. Oh my gosh.
How dexterous are you?
So I think.
Like, but
again,
but
this
people
one kept
do
me up.
This all the time,
well,
you
true.
Know?
Yeah.
So I would definitely have, you know, my legs be fingers.
You'd have short. Yeah.
Oh,
you'd
yeah.
Have short
I would just, be, make
sure.
My way around the house and.
Yeah. That is something
still,
that people cope with
you
now.
You could still drive.
True.
Uh-huh.
True.
Without yeah. having your fingers, like, take up the windshield.
You're asking a question that I asked myself.
How dexterous are you?
So here's what I think.
Okay.
I think that your leg fingers.
Lingers, if you will.
Not finger legs. I think that your leg fingers, I think that they you continue to have, well, you get to decide. Do you want to have your knuckles continue to be the same length all the way down the length of your 3 foot fingers? Or do you want 3 really long knuckles?
I want knuckle whips. I want
See,
more.
That's how I feel too, because then you could like curl all the
yeah.
way around,
and then it's a little more manageable to have the knuckle whips.
Yeah,
and then like, you could like put like razors on them and be like,
uh huh.
How much use do you have for whipping people
and
with
then,
laser fingers?
I'm a teacher.
Super.
I'm a teacher, Sam. Infinite uses.
He would also have to have a night job as a. Dominatrix or something.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I think I'd pull off yeah.
razor fingers.
Uh-huh. That would work.
Hickman.
That would be my name. I for some reason still using my last name.
Right.
it's Razor Fingers Hickman.
I love how you took something sexy like a dominatrix and then use that voice for it.
Oh.
It's Razor Fingers Hickman.
You would be surprised how I can take You would be surprised how I can take something sexy and destroy it.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
I can imagine.
You did that in like 3 seconds.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a skill.
It's a go-to.
I'm pretty good at it. Ask my wife.
Okay.
No, I think I would also have to go with finger legs. No, leg fingers.
Leg fingers.
Lingers. Wait,
finger,
no.
Finger
no.
legs.
So leg fingers are the little legs, right?
No, finger legs.
Flingers.
Okay. How about flags?
Flags.
Flags. I like that.
Flags. It's flags.
Flags.
Okay.
And I think just because there is definitely more utility in having normal arms than I think having normal legs, but like weird, unusable hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
I think that I would rather get a paper towel from where I'm sitting. With my freakishly long fingers.
Well, how much strength do they have? Because like the further they go away from you, like the less strength.
No, that's
you
why
have.
I just have 3 bones. I just have 3 long bones.
But like, how do you get it to you?
I pinch it.
How do you get the napkin to your face? How do you feed yourself?
Well, my elbow still works.
Well, yeah, but like, so if you have like finger legs, and like you are trying to pick something up, how do you like? You have to like stretch your arms all the way out, and then like.
Dear listeners,
I was moving
around. This is a really visual sort
yeah.
of a description.
I'm moving around right now.
Yeah.
Like, I have to, you'd have to get, like, keep your arms stretched out all, as far as they could go. Get your fingers, like, into the business of your food and then, like, bend your wrist to get it to your mouth. That doesn't make any sense.
No, but watch what I can do with my fingers. So I'm stretching my fingers out, like I'm putting my pointer finger and my thumb together, right? And
okay.
that's stretched out. So imagine that that's 3 feet long. Now I'm going to do this thing where I like bend my thumb and my forefinger almost all the way to my palm.
That is, I don't think that works.
I can still do that with my freakishly long fingers, right? And then I can eat my little chip.
Yeah, but like, what if you're like in a car?
It works in his head.
Or in a, on a plane.
It works in his head.
That's the only place it needs to work.
Sam, are you, so you're choosing, you're choosing.
I'm choosing fingers as long as my legs. Yes.
Yeah. That feels
It'd
like
be an easy choice for Hannah because her legs are really short.
Like she's living so that life
that
already.
Big of a deal. She's already living the finger leg life.
The flag life.
Be like 3 inches.
The flag
long.
Life. Those are your questions, Sam.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good one.
Thank you.
Okay. I think we're going to hop into opening statements.
All right.
So we cliffhanged you guys last time.
Cliff hanged.
I don't know. So we talked about anxiety, and one of the things that I said, we had talked about like doing healthy things that we were doing to cope and deal with anxiety and, mm-hmm. and heal that. Like talked about counseling, Sam talked about like going through a cognitive behavioral therapy workbook. And then I cliff hung with saying that I want to get a tattoo.
Exposure therapy.
Exposure therapy?
Well, I don't think that's actually what it is, but you know, like people who are afraid of spiders come in bodies with spiders.
Yeah.
People who are afraid of the dark, like turn the lights off. Mm-hmm. So we'll call it that.
So exposure therapy via...
possibly quack science.
Almost certainly. So getting a tattoo to combat overthinking things.
Right.
And so now we're doing an episode about it so I can overthink it. I possibly can.
I think part of the reason we wanted Ellie to come on this episode is because she has cool tattoos.
She has the absolute coolest tattoos I've seen.
Why, thank you.
I'm really, really cool.
And also, I think thinks about her tattoos and chooses cool tattoos. So.
I do think about it a lot.
My favorite is the barbed wire around your bicep.
Wait, you like that even more than the Jesus one on the back of my calf?
The WWJD or the frog tattoo. If I got a Christian acronym tattoo, it would be frog. Fully rely on God.
Yeah, of course.
I like frogs.
I like frogs.
Say that with this incredulous look.
You guys
and I'm like,
haven't seen the Precious Moments tattoo yet either.
I'm all about
that,
a Precious
that
Moments.
That makes
tattoo.
You a serial killer. If you get a... like, that's not subversive. That's just... like it's, I'm always like, if you have a huge Precious Moments collection, I'm already and then if you get a Precious Moments tattoo, like I assume that you like make clothes out of people.
I think you're either the sweetest, most like precious person on earth, or you have like dolls that may be made out partially out of people, like in your basement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With the big eyes.
Yeah. Oh, but did they close when you lay them down? Like those eyes?
And you talk to them a lot.
Yeah. They're your friends.
So Matt, what about getting a tattoo makes you anxious?
So I think this is what it is. And it's not like, it's not a religious thing. Because strangely enough, my dad had tattoos. He had military tattoos. And he had like this like sweet Marine Eagle decorated situation.
Wow.
That was badass. Mm-hmm. So it has nothing to do with that. I think the issue that I have is I have an issue making decisions that are permanent and can't be changed. Because if you do that, like you need to make the quote unquote, the right decision. Mm-hmm. And with tattoos, I'm like, why would I get a mark on my body that like, Why would I do that? Mm-hmm. And so that's why I haven't gotten it at all. And so
because you think you're like, this body is as good as it gets. How could it get any better?
Well, one, correct. this is the pinnacle of human genetics right here, folks.
I know.
But I think it's a like it's permanent, it can't be changed. And it also like And this is not like a critique of tattoos, period, at all. Because you do whatever you want, I don't care. But like for me, it's like if you get a tattoo, it's a it's somehow, some way, it's a representation of who you are, and it's a visible representation that anyone can see if they can see your skin.
Not only that, but at that time.
At that time too,
yeah.
Right? And so it's having something that I see to be a powerful symbol that makes me really anxious. Part of that too is, and we like teased this before, part of it too is like like struggling to find your identity. And like, I'm in the process of trying to figure out that question, like figure out an answer to the question, who am I? Because that would be a great tattoo, something reflective of my identity, but I'm still looking for that. And so like, I think the idea of getting a tattoo and then like later being like, oh wait, yeah, this is who I am. And being like, why did I get this tattoo? No. Mm-hmm. I think that makes me super anxious. Mm-hmm. And so some people may say, hey Matt, don't get a tattoo.
So the tattoo for you is a way to try to work through.
Well, that. It's a couple different things. One, if I actually land on the tattoo, like it's to me, it's like I've landed on not the symbol, but a symbol of my identity, which is a big step for me. I think trying to figure out who I am. Yeah. And so like, that's one of the reasons I want to do it, because it kind of forces that journey. But also like even getting a tattoo, it's like, hey, even if this isn't the right decision, like there's nothing bad that comes from this. Mm-hmm. Like, especially if I get a tattoo where no one sees.
Like, what's the worst that can happen? You have a tattoo.
Right. Like maybe I regret it, especially if it's in a place that people can't typically see.
Yeah.
Like, who cares? Like that, but like, so I say that and my brain goes like, yeah, who cares? And like, I think about it and it goes like, no, don't do that. It's scary. Don't do that. It's terrifying. No. And so I think that's why I want to do it though. And mm-hmm. like, that's this conversation of trying to like, one, just talk about the idea in general, and then taking one more step to what might that be. Because like, my wife has tattoos. See, my wife, she's so rude because she's so cool. Mm-hmm. And her tattoos are super meaningful. Like, she has, she has a tattoo of her dad's badge number, and she also has a tattoo that says beloved on her ankle.
Okay.
And I'm like, those are so cool and nice. And like, they mean something, but they're also tasteful and they look neat. And like, if people say, hey, what's that tattoo mean? Like, this is like a part of my identity. Like, that's what she can say. Mm. And I think that's really, really cool. And then Sam has tattoos, I'll let Sam talk about those. And you have tattoos.
No, I want you to describe my tattoos.
Yeah.
See if you can do it. I also have beloved on my ankle. That's not true.
Sam has a symbol of the rebellion and a symbol of the empire on his shoulders. So from Star Wars.
The rebellion, like the Confederate flag?
No, God, no.
those are my elbows.
Oh,
the you said shoulder, but yeah.
Oh, well, right. Yeah.
Star Wars.
Uh-huh. Star Wars.
You don't have any other tattoos, do you?
Nope.
Okay. See, boom.
Those are awesome.
And so with tattoos, like I'm like, yeah. So I'm going through the journey. Like, I think it'll mm-hmm. be like, and then like my sister has tattoos. My mom has a tattoo.
Why don't we take a minute and describe every tattoo every person you know has?
So I'd like to start
No. So, but what about other people's tattoos makes you want to get a tattoo?
Well,
I'm genuinely curious about that.
I don't think it's like just other people in general. I think it's what I perceive tattoos to mean and what it means to me.
Gotcha.
Which is very relative. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I want to, like, that's why we want to talk to you. Because your experience is going to be different with tattoos. Also, your tattoos are awesome. And so, like, the questions that we would have for you would be, or like I would, and Sam, I have different questions, is, a tattoo philosophy. Like, mm-hmm. why Ooh. You got tattoos, what they mean to you, and then, like, what some of your tattoos mean, because some of your tattoos are just cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Not heavy at all. Go ahead.
My tattoos are new. They're all within the last 3 years. And, the first tattoo that I got, was an anchor, and it's really tiny. It's about the size of a quarter. I think that's a really good starting point. That was a good starting point for me.
Probably.
Yeah. You know, if you can handle the pain, and then you are able to see, you know, a permanent object. I mean, something permanent on yourself for a while that's small. Because honestly, if you start with something huge, you literally might not be able to take it.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of people just can't get tattoos because
right.
it's too much, and that's okay. Too bad. Yeah. And so I got something small, and it's an anchor that I got with my sister, and she battles with depression, and then so did I. And so this anchor, you know, is really symbolic that, like, we can feel anchored by things. We are anchored to people, to thoughts, to habits, to joys. And whenever I feel depressed or the opposite, like also really emotional, you know, I think of like a buoy. And is that what it's called? Like in the ocean?
Oh,
except they just don't look very pretty. But I think of that where there's like waves going up and down, just crazy all around you. But there's this something really solid that that won't move and that will anchor things. And so the anchor is a great symbol, I think, during depression when I like feel nothing. And then also times of like emotional turmoil.
When you feel a lot.
When I feel a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to know that like I can stay who I am even when things feel crazy.
So the anchor almost leads you back to your identity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing that I thought was funny about Matt is that he's talking about getting a tattoo that expresses his identity.
Yeah.
But the anchor is more like this is the solid spot. This is the thing that's there. Like, and so I can kind of think about like returning to myself or being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah. Like, cause I don't feel myself whenever I'm depressed. I don't feel like Ellie at all.
Right.
That's not who I want to be. And so, it's that solid knowledge. I have a tattoo, on the bottom of or the underside of my wrist of a wing, and I was in Jordan doing Syrian war refugee aid a couple of years ago.
Sure, like you do. That's awesome.
And we were going down this road called Rainbow Street in Amman, Jordan. And everyone has to go to Rainbow Street if they go to Amman, Jordan. You know, like if you guys plan a date there next week or whatever, go to Rainbow Street. There's this coffee shop and it's adorable and chic and they full of, you know, 20 somethings, just like the coffee shops here on their iPads and phones. The girl that was working there and I became friends, and we just like talked, and we talked for like a good hour or so. And then I came back later after I did all my volunteer aid, and we talked again and found out that she was a gay Christian. But in Amman, the Christians have honor killings as well as Muslims.
Oh,
because it's like the honor killing is cultural,
right?
Not as much as religious.
It's not religious, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, how could you betray our family? So she said that she knew a girl in her church who had just married a Muslim, and then her mom poisoned her. So that had just happened. So she couldn't. And in Amman, a young woman can't get an apartment, like without her dad's permission or without a man, like overseeing her. And so she felt really trapped. And so we talked about it, and we got like on really practical like levels, and then we exchanged Facebook and information. And so like throughout the course of a year, we were able to talk, and then we were eventually able to get her into San Francisco. And so she got like refugee. It wasn't refugee status. She, what's the word whenever you like, sanctuary.
Sanctuary.
Yeah. She asylum. Actually got that asylum because she was in, if it came out that she was gay at home, she would have been killed. And anyways, one of the first things I said to her was like, I love your tattoo. And it was this, it's this wing on her arm. And I just love it. It's like, you know, instead of Mercury with the wing on the heel, I think it kind of represents the same thing of just like, it's just a symbol of freedom, you mm-hmm. know, a symbol of like, you can go there, you can make your reality, you know, mm-hmm. And then yeah. also like this connection to a beautiful, awesome, very brave, gay, mm-hmm. like young woman. Yeah. So I love her, and I love that we're connected now.
I want to know about the Fibonacci spiral.
Yeah.
That one's really cool.
Isn't it? Like, yeah. That's really all
I've wanted.
All there is to it is that.
It's just super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the shape of the galaxies.
I've wanted to get a math tattoo, but I can't decide which one to get. So I think that's really cool.
There's a bunch of cool
ones. Oh, there's a bunch of options. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you recognize the...
I recognize the formula, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's there's a formula underneath my Fibonacci sequence, and it's Einstein's field theory of relativity.
Oh, right on, man.
The one with Riemann's curvature,
mm-hmm.
because I think the story about Riemann is just so fantastic.
Yeah,
he like had no idea what he was doing, what he had found, mm-hmm. and it made no sense. And then it end up, you know, changing the world. And so it's like, you can work on something really little.
Right.
And, but like still share it.
And you're a part of something bigger. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Like you still have to share it. You still have to talk. You still have to say these little random ideas that go through your head.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you don't know what they're going to create.
Set off.
Yeah. 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 That's why podcasts are so cool. It's like you really don't know all that you're doing.
Maybe an Einstein will come along and make us relevant.
Hey-o!
Tell people I want a math tattoo. I tell people I want to get, you know, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, the Order of Operations, PEMDAS.
Mm.
Have you heard of this?
Uh-uh.
It's like how you do the Order of Operations, but they use PEMDAS to like as a mnemonic.
Uh-huh.
I tell people I want to get that across my knuckles. It's stupid, but I tell people that's
funny.
You need it.
I think Euler's formula would be cool. E to the I minus
what is
pi equals zero.
Can you tell the non-math people what that is?
It's a formula developed by Leomund Euler, but it relates several like non-real and transcendental properties together. And they equal zero. So it like brings like the majority of the really important math concepts. So pi, mm-hmm. zero, one, like all these fascinating ideas all together in one. Very, very, very simple, but very complex theorem.
Hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know. It'd be cool.
Sounds cool.
Like math's how you know that there's truth in the world, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like some of your tattoos are... for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Some of your tattoos are because they're cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get tattoos that like represent your like your identity to other people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to my next tattoo. It's going to be three dinosaur heads with a floral bouquet around them.
And okay.
And that's that represents each of my kids.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Awesome. Do they get to pick the dinosaurs?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I got to name them. I get to decide what kind of dinosaur they are.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. That's fair. Then
or are they all three just velociraptors?
Dude, that would be cool.
That would be intense. Mm. Maybe I should just get like dozens of velociraptors tattooed all over my body.
That'd be cool.
Be into that.
Velociraptors are amazing.
Or like I just get like
look, they have such a good silhouette too.
I get it. They do. I just get it like on my profile. So like if you look at me on the side, you just see like the profile of a velociraptor. Just like only on my side though. Mm-hmm. So like you see like I don't know how you do the tail. Maybe the tail just curls up on my back, but like it goes down and then. Like, I got it all the way down on my feet. I think that's good. I think that's what it is.
I think you finally found...
I think I landed on it.
...the tattoo. Let's make profile. Your appointment right fucking now.
Velociraptor profile tattoo. That's good. I like it.
You have really terrible ideas for tattoos.
Yeah.
Oh, I have...
When I thought silhouette, I thought, like, you know, maybe... 5 inches.
Small. Something the size of a quarter, maybe, to start with.
No, I have. I thought about. I might be getting ahead of myself.
But I have more questions for Ellie.
Let's. I'll get to that gag later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, you talk to
Ellie. We'll get there. Don't worry about it.
I have a dumb joke.
Oh, gotcha.
Good questions, Ellie.
Wait, do you have other kinds of jokes?
Oh, snap. Sucker.
I'm going to get a tattoo of a sad face that says because of Ellie.
So this is, I don't know, this is something that I think about a lot. So when you get a tattoo, what some of the things that people always ask you, what does it mean?
Uh-huh.
Which I don't personally love, but it sounds like it's something that you like to have kind of spark a conversation.
Sometimes, but the question that I get asked the most is, did it hurt?
Right, did it hurt?
And I'm like, oh my God, like a needle just jacked off in my arm for 4 hours. Of course it hurt.
Yeah.
Like, do I have leprosy or something? Like, has there ever been a tattoo that doesn't hurt?
Right.
And who's the liar that told you that it didn't hurt? Like, even if you aren't in excruciating pain, you're getting...
It was uncomfortable.
I almost fell asleep when I got mine.
You were drunk.
See,
though.
I hate you.
But I'm not drunk. I got him in an easy spot, though.
Yeah, that's not...
I didn't get him in a painful spot.
Yeah. Like, I feel like your anchor is, like, in a... Like, that seems like a sensitive spot.
It was, yeah. But it was so small. This, the one all the way up my right arm didn't hurt at... Like, I mean,
are you serious?
I'm in quotations.
Right.
Didn't hurt.
Comparatively speaking.
But then the one on the back of, like, on my calf, that is supposedly, like, the easiest place.
Mm.
But the tattoo artist that I got it with, her hand was so heavy.
Oh,
that
right.
That hurt like
dug
a motherfucker. Fucker
did it blow
for the
out?
Whole time. Yeah.
Like, did the tattoo turn out okay, or did it?
No, it turned out. No, there was a few spots that didn't make it, but it looks fine. But I was like bleeding, and it was awful. It hurt so bad, and then, but my regular tattoo artist, which is Becky Ashcraft, her hand is so light. She's really good.
That's what I was just gonna ask. Do you have a regular tattooist?
Yeah. And her wait list is like 6 months.
Yeah.
So sometimes I get impatient and I plan a session with another. But all my like important ones I do with her.
Very cool. And because this is something that I would love to have is to find a tattooist that I can have a relationship with. And like, you know, like their style, figure out stuff to do together and stuff. But like, what is your process like? Do you guys kind of design something together? How does that work?
So far it's just been, I had really specific,
specific idea
I wanted.
And she goes along with that.
But like with this dinosaur one, she's going to design it.
Oh,
very
that's cool.
And then draw it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Part of me wants to, find an artist I like and just say like, this is kind of what I want, but I want to see what you do.
Yes.
Like that. I think that would be really cool. That may be a little ways farther down the line from Matthew. Because I get the feeling that he's going to want to control every single part of the tattooing process.
Oh, you betcha. Like, I can't... Like, the idea of saying, like, mark me. Like, what if it's something that I hate? Like, no. That makes me want to... Like, that is making me hurt inside. We're not going to do it.
Okay.
No, we're not going to do it.
So, Ellie, what advice do you have for Matt about getting tattoos? Choosing or the actual being tattooed process?
The moment of truth comes whenever, you know, they have it in ink, like on paper, and then they put it on your skin and they reposition it and they, but I saw this, all of my tattoos completely before they ever put any, needle in me. And so I saw it looked exactly the way that it is right now. And so I was able to look at it. And then I was
like...
Oh, like
a temporary tattoo?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so then that was the moment of truth, you know? And I was like, yes, I want it. I 100% want it. I love it. And then a few of the other ones I'd been like, no, make it higher, change it, you know, with this B1. We changed the thistle a lot. So she, you know, put something on. I didn't like it. And so I was like, you know, curve up the leaves a little more, make this more of a circle. And so you can But you're able to see every detail before it's put on. Hmm. And that just calms me way down. Because even though I really like it, right. I'm still so nervous mm-hmm. when I go in. You know, like, it's a tattoo. What if something goes wrong? What if it's in the wrong spot? What if I don't like it?
Yeah.
So that moment of truth is really helpful. Like, you see it on you, and you can say yes or no.
Hmm. Okay.
That is a lot more helpful and sincere than I am planning on being.
What are you going to say?
Sam, what's your advice?
My advice is to just get over it and get through it. I'm not saying to you to get over being anxious. Right. I'm saying that some tattoos for some people are extremely meaningful and extremely spiritual. And I think that's super cool. And you can just get a tattoo of something that looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm there yet.
No, but I'm saying that you can. It's okay.
But I'm not there yet.
Like, my first tattoos were Star Wars tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as a human being, have built up a mythology about it. But basically, it was just a friend of mine and I that really liked Star Wars.
Yeah.
And we went and got Star Wars tattoos.
Yeah.
Right? And the guy, and I didn't work with the guy before. We went into this tattoo place here in Joplin. And said, hey, this is what we want. And one dude said, no, I'll take him and I'll take him.
Yeah.
And they printed it off and they put it on paper and they put it on us. And the guy gave me his card and said, if there's any problems, come back, you know, for the next year and touch it up. Then I found out he's in prison now. So it's okay.
You are not inspiring me to get a tattoo.
The other thing I would say is, one of the things that I like about tattoos is you said that you have to pick something that's permanent. That'll be with you for the rest of your life. I think that part of the cool thing about getting tattoos is that it is a record of where you are at that particular time.
Yeah.
It gives you a record. You don't have to always feel the way that you feel about the thing that you're getting tattooed. That you can have that tattoo as a memory, as something that relates you to a position, place in your life, but then you can move on and maybe you get another tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you stop getting tattoos forever, but that's part of your process. That's part of the fabric of being alive and being a human being and having skin is marking it. Like, you know, you have scars, you don't get to pick where those come from.
Right.
But there's still memories. There's still, I don't know. Hmm. There's still parts of you. So.
Oh my gosh. That is such a good point about tattoos. Like, it does not invalidate you or your experience. Just because you don't feel the same way that you felt when you got it.
Right.
And like, whenever you're a child, you think like a child, or you're a teen, you think like a teen, and that doesn't, make those thoughts less valuable,
right.
Even though you're a total moron, you know, yeah. It's who you are. And it's just who you are, and it's good enough, you know, like, it's good.
And we've said it a couple times now, but your tattoo doesn't have to have meaning. It can just be cool.
But I want it to have meaning.
So my tattoos just mean Star Wars.
Right. But like, even with that, even if I just got something cool, I'm not sure what I would get. That's the thing.
Right.
Like, why? So, cause I have to answer the questions like, why am I getting a tattoo? And like, even if I accept, I'm going to get something that looks cool. Like,
mm-hmm.
What is that, mm-hmm. like, for me? Because it's all extremely relative.
Well, that's a good question, Matt. What tattoos do you think look cool?
So,
baby, I'm the king of the segue.
You are king segue, king way. So I don't remember why I was having this conversation. I think I was talking about this very thing, this podcast, and for some reason I was trying to think about the most obnoxious tattoo that I could possibly make. And one that represented, was a good representation of all the things that I don't like about, like, my childhood and how I grew up and where I grew up.
I want to hear this. How many people are you going, how many people's feelings are you going to hurt right now?
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. This is a parody. These are things that, like, if you like these things, that's okay. Like, I'm not saying that they're bad things, but like, I in the town that I live in, there's a lot of people that are very obnoxious with certain symbols. Like, gigantic Confederate flags in the bed of their truck.
Yeah.
And like the Confederate flag aside, like, why do you have a full-fledged flag like on a pole banner in the trunk of your, like, in the bed of your truck?
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Like, that hurts my
feelings.
So
is this like, the tattoo that teenage Matt would have gotten?
No.
No? Okay, this, I didn't know.
This is a parody. This is a
All right, let's hear it.
So this is what I want. So it starts with, and you got to follow with me.
Okay.
Starts with.
While you talk, I'm going to sketch it.
Okay.
And we'll see if it my concept matches your idea.
Okay. So we're going to start with, like, I'm going to change the order a little bit of how I came up with it. You know what? I don't think I will. I'm going to describe the tattoo to you in the way that it came to me. We're going to start with a Christian cross. And it's just a Christian cross, not like nothing derogatory to Christian, like, or Christianity. I have an issue with and Sam and I have talked about this, like with identity politics, and Christianity being a part of identity politics, which I don't like. This is what the cross represents. So the cross is kind of on its side. At the top of the cross, it says WWJD, and it says KJV only, specifically. So it's like the cross is cockeyed. It's like on its side. It's wrapped by a snake, kind of like the snake like on the like the snake on like hospitals. Except that snake says, "Don't tread on me." That truck, that cross and snake are in the bed of a Ford F-150 that has an American flag paint job with stars for hubcaps on the wheels. It's dragging a gigantic Confederate flag. It is being driven by an AR-15 rifle. Who is wearing a camouflage Cabela cap and who is drinking a Bud Light as he drives. That is the tattoo that I have.
All right.
Sam, you stop sketching.
No, yeah, because you talk too fast.
It's an absurdist tattoo.
All right.
The reason when I was telling that, the thing that sold me on it was the AR-15 driving the truck.
Gotcha.
That was like, yeah, this is a good idea. I should probably go ahead and get this.
I really appreciate that he's drinking it also at the same time.
He's drinking Bud Light
while driving.
He's driving, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that aside, do you guys have ideas for tattoos for me? You don't have to.
I had an idea that I have suggested to you, but you don't like it. I think you should get the hollow mask from Bleach.
Oh.
So in Bleach, there are these guys called Hollows, and they have masks, and they're like mostly black and white. The masks, aren't they?
Oh God, you're gonna make me weebo
out. Version.
So Hollows have masks, but are you talking about the mask on Hollows or like Ichigo's mask? Because the bad guys have masks, but then like the good guys, the more powerful good guys, are like hybrid, like they're a mix of the good and the bad. And they have masks which are like different, like decorative and like more colorful.
Yeah.
And so are you talking about like those masks?
I'm talking about the ones that are black and white.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
Or whatever colors. I think it'd be cool though, because it's very like, it's not obvious, except for people who like Bleach. It's very graphic, because it's like, it's just color and shape. There's not a whole lot of like intricate stuff in it. It's something you like, or it's something that I thought you liked.
We'll talk about that.
And it's badass.
Yeah, and it's cool.
It
would also fit really well like on your shoulder. Yeah. Like it would fit really well on different parts of your body.
It could be big or small.
And it could be big or small.
Have
a lot of detail or not very much detail. Mm-hmm.
This is the issue that I have. One, that's a good idea. I'm not going to discount it. I don't think I want anything anime-y on me.
Okay.
And I'm not quite sure why. Also, if I was going to do it, and I told Sam this earlier, it wouldn't be Bleach, because Bleach did not end well. Like, when I say that, I mean the quality of the story was subpar.
I love that you don't want to, like, relate. You don't have anime on you because it's... Because you don't want to be connected that closely to the anime, except the reason you don't want that one is because of how seriously you take anime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you just get a Dragon Ball?
Oh, God. Not that one either. So, like, yes, I really like anime a lot, but I don't see that as... And this is a part of my journey. I don't see that as a part of my identity. It's simply a form of entertainment that I enjoy, amongst others.
Yeah.
Well, what are some of your anchors?
Explain.
Like you may have talked about this last time, but no, to I think me, this is a good this discussion. Is about anxiety, then I think one of your tattoos should be an anchor of yours. That whenever you need, it's one of your coping mechanisms. You know, even if it's like a, you can get a tattoo of like a bottle of Jack Daniels or something.
Almost empty, am I right?
Because whenever you get that, whenever you look at that tattoo, it will remind you of a thing that helps you and is positive in your life, you know? Whether it's friendship.
She's suggesting is the exact opposite of the tattoo that you described for us.
Yes.
Oh, really? Oh, so, yeah.
So not exactly. Not full of cynicism and anger and hatred and hate and regrets about the past.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So with that, I'm not sure what my anchors would be because one of the things that we've talked about in counseling, we talked about I was in counseling last episode. Uh-huh. So one of the things that I do is that I'm feeling anxious, we do a visualization thing, because I have a tendency, before I was in counseling, I oftentimes processed emotions through visual spaces. So being in a room, being in a black room with no walls, and then as my emotions changed, that space in my mind changed. So at some point the black walls fell down, I was outside at nighttime, and then it was daytime, and then the grass was dead. I was on overseeing a cliff.
Damn, that's really cool.
It's weird.
That's cool.
But that particular space I don't visit anymore. I'm not sure why. For the visualization technique that we do now is, she represented the metaphor of a classroom. So if I'm feeling anxious, the anxiety part of me speaking out, being irrational, I make students, and then I make me. And so I talk to the anxiety like it is students, like I would to a student that's having an emotional breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is the visual space that I go to now.
Mm-hmm.
And then that visual space changes a little bit. Like sometimes I can see outside of the windows, sometimes I can't. Sometimes it's like a classroom and just space, and then sometimes it's in a building. And so it's hard for me to get a tattoo of that because it's like I don't know what a symbol of it would be. Yeah,
that's really specific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you could find an artist who could.
That's only one thing.
That is only one thing.
That is one of your coping mechanisms. You have a lot of other anchors, you know? Yeah. I mean, it might be a bunny on your thigh.
Well, I did ask my wife if I could get a Playboy bunny on my hip.
A portrait of Samson.
And then there's that. Yeah.
I think part of that issue, I'm not sure what my anchors are.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's part of your journey.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
What about a Nintendo controller? I think that'd be really cool. I think it'd be cool to get the Triforce from Zelda.
No. I was thinking his sword.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool,
because,
too.
Because swords are so symbolic for you, I think. You know, that's, part of... I don't know. I just picture you...
You can.
With,
I'll let you.
Yeah, with a sword.
A sword.
Mm-hmm.
I struggle with using a symbol from... using a symbol from Nintendo. Uh-huh. Because if I was going to use something that was a part of core identity, that's probably the closest, because a good hunk of my childhood memories revolve around that.
Okay.
So that would be pretty close.
And college memories.
And college memories.
Playing Nintendo games.
About 90% of my good memories come from
last night's memory.
Mm-hmm.
Five
Zelda hearts.
Yeah.
And so I'll get Zelda hearts and then just I have a half one left.
Yeah.
And I'll represent them on the edge of my room.
Or a one up mushroom.
I have considered it, because I was gonna say, if I was gonna do a Nintendo symbol, I would probably do a one up mushroom.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Across the span of my back.
Mm-hmm.
Or on the small of my back.
On my leg is a robot fighting a unicorn.
Mm.
And it's called Myth versus Science. And so I just basically started believing in science when I was like 27 years old. Before, I only believed in myth. And so this is kind of, it's like been a transition for me over the past 4 years.
The issue, like
actually believing that science is real and that the earth isn't, you know, 6,000 years old and we can actually explain things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a non-spiritual realm.
This is the question that I have. I feel like in a fight versus a robot versus unicorn.
Yeah.
I feel like the unicorn would win.
Robot wins every
depends
time.
Depends what
he's
powers.
A robot. He's made out of metal.
Depends what powers the unicorn has, honestly, because unicorns are immortal.
Oh, are they?
Yes. Oh, are you kidding me? If you drink unicorn blood,
anything
you
about
live
unicorns.
Forever, but you don't have a soul.
But do unicorns actually?
Wait, what
like
if you don't?
Do
yes.
they
what
drink
if
their
you,
own? That
what
counts
if
counts for unicorns. Okay.
Unicorns
what if you don't have a soul already?
I thought it was just for people.
Blood.
Then you live forever.
It's no negative side effects. Though.
No negative side effects.
As far as I'm concerned, a unicorn is just a horse with a bone. In which case,
well,
robot wins.
Yeah, robot wins. Like nine out of ten. Nine out of ten times, robot wins.
Yeah, but if unicorns suddenly have magical powers,
they do. They
that's the essence of a unicorn, Sam.
Oh my god, have you read like no fairy tales?
I guess not.
Mm. Well, that's too busy reading math.
There are a bunch of lame robots. You know what kind? What kind?
Well, if you get to pick the robot, I was thinking the Iron Giant.
Okay, yeah. Who wouldn't pick the Iron Giant? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a serious
if we're
situation.
Talking about like a.
You're talking about that little
Pacific Rim. Keiju or no,
the Jaegers.
Jaegers, yeah.
I thought we were talking about the little tape recorder robot from Transformers 2.
Okay.
What about the
unicorn wins?
What about the would the toaster from the oh shoot.
The Brave Little Toaster.
The Brave Little Toaster.
He'd lose. Mm-hmm. But he's not a robot.
But
he's a sentient.
So like, what if he wasn't sentient? Like, what if you explained that show by he's a robot toaster? Then like, could he fight? Could he be eligible?
He would still lose.
Unicorn
well, like
wins.
It's a unicorn. I'm just curious.
Unicorn wins.
Yeah.
So, those are good ideas.
I love how he took this like. Super metaphor and turned it very literal too.
Welcome to a technical rules
where we pick apart dreams.
So here's what I want to do.
I'm not going to do this.
Here's what I want to do.
I am 100% not going to do this.
What is it, Sam?
Listeners, Facebook subscribers, go to our, we're going to compile some of our ideas.
No.
And we want to hear some of your ideas.
No.
And we're going to put them in a poll.
No.
And we're going to let you guys vote. On the tattoo that Matt should get.
Yeah.
And Matt's going to go along with it.
It's not true.
We're going to get all the tattoo
Definitely.
Ideas that we've come up with.
Uh-huh.
And all the tattoo ideas that you guys have. And we're going to put a poll up and Matt's gonna agree with it. He's agreed to get that tattoo.
So this is, I have 100% have not agreed. This is the thing, is that we've talked about this. And I've told Sam that this literally makes me sick. Like, it literally... makes me anxiously
you're
sick.
A little green.
Yeah. To think about like, oh, well, random chance strangers picking a tattoo for me. That's fine. And then like it's suddenly hard to breathe and my heart starts to race.
Right.
I am okay. I now encourage the listeners to give us tattoo ideas for me. Like, we do want to hear that for sure.
We want to outsource as much of the work for Matt as we possibly can.
It's true. And so if you could tell us on our Facebook page, on our Instagram, however you would like to. I would love to hear the type of tattoos you think I should get.
If somebody else paid for it, I would probably get a crowdsourced tattoo.
Yeah. If someone paid for it,
yeah. If I didn't have
Me
to pay
too.
For it, I'd probably
I so
get
would.
A tattoo that any...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Also, because like, even if it turned out like something I wouldn't normally do, I honestly love some of like the silhouette and like bombshell girl tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Americana a lot. Like,
there
I
are
would
places
so do it.
That I have mm-hmm. tattoos planned. Like I'd want to pick where it goes.
But like an emoji tattoo.
Fine.
Oh
Sam, you're better than that.
Whatever.
I just threw up a little in my
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, you're better
I would
than
get,
that.
I would get, I mean, if somebody else paid for it, I'd probably get an emoji tattoo.
Oh Sam.
That's Meh. Sad.
Whatever. Hannah does not look pleased right now. No, she says I can do whatever I want.
Your body, your choice.
Don't choose emojis, though. But I think we're moving to objections.
Objection! Are you kidding
me? Why don't you
me?
Tell me what you think is the best game, and I'll tell you why you're wrong.
No.
That's not at all true.
I disagree with that.
Well, you're wrong.
You're burnt.
So, I have a couple of things that I... or I guess it's just one thing, because we already talked about the social media aspect of my tattoo.
Yeah.
I have one thing. I have thought about getting a tattoo on my ankle or on my wrist. And Sam...
And
my wife, Alana, and several others have said that those locations for a tattoo are inherently feminine. And Hannah also agrees. And I just wanted to know your thoughts.
Well, my first thought is something inherently feminine negative for you?
They it's presented to me. That's a good question.
That's a valid question.
That's a good question.
That might be their problem if they think that it's something feminine would be negative.
Mm.
Because what if a girl had somewhere on a masculine part like her bicep? You know? That's very masculine. That's inherently masculine.
Right.
But she probably, but since being masculine is good and gets you up in the world.
Mm. I think it's been positioned to me because I'm of a weak mind and easily moved, that because it is a feminine location, it would be weird for me to get it. And my position, not that femininity is bad, because if that were true, I would hate my hands. My glorious women hands.
Beautiful.
And I,
oh my God, they're so nice.
They are slender. I could model women's jewelry.
Fingernails are.
My fingernails are baller.
Perfect.
I have had random women say, "Your nails are so nice."
They are.
And I'm like, "Yeah, I know. I could tear a siding off of a building with this. They're strong too. It's crazy." So anyway, and so
gorgeous hands.
Gorgeous hands.
Uh-huh.
For the record. But I think my issue with, one, I don't want to get a tattoo that's going to cause strife with my wife because she thinks it's silly. But also, this goes back to the identity as well. Because like I am very anxious about perception.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the reasons. Like, because I was like, oh, because I thought about getting it on my ankle because it's nondescript. It can cover up with a sock. And my wife's like, no, I don't do that. And then Sam did, and then Hannah did, and the whole world did. So I just wanted that. I think it's wrong because I think it's weird that any location on a body would be inherently anything. I don't understand that.
Because it's male because you're male.
Yeah, Sam. It's male because I'm male.
You have a male wrist because you're male.
Just barely technically because the hands are feminine. But
they're still man hands because they're on a man.
Mm, technically man hands.
You know? It's true.
They are.
I like that.
If you want to be technical. Yeah.
And then, if we're going to be technical anywhere, it's going to be on this podcast.
Exactly. So you have man hands.
I have man hands.
And you can put a man tattoo on your man wrist.
Or on many man place that I man choose. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any rebuttal, Sam?
Nope.
That's it for objections. If you disagree with us, drop us a line to let us know how we're wrong. And if there's something you think Sam and Matt should argue about, let us know on Facebook or Twitter at According to the Technical Rules.
All right, so I think that takes us... Are we to the end?
Yeah.
So we're to the end. We hope you have enjoyed this tattoo discussion between amongst Ellie, Sam, and myself,
figuring out myself.
Our later episodes will not be so self-indulgent. So here are a few quick notes. Self-indulgent for me.
Oh,
for me.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like not for you guys. You talked about me the whole time. A few things real quickly as we head out. Check out Ellie on Facebook. And if you check, was
Amazon.
That
and Amazon
and Amazon Ellie Ann. If you search Ellie Ann, you will see several of her books. Add her on Facebook. I am her Facebook friend, and she's very good at social media. It's very fun. Also, on our Facebook page, message us or whatever. We actually do want to hear your tattoo ideas for me, because I'm trying to decide, trying to figure it out. And yeah, I think that's it.
I can't wait to see all the tattoos that come up.
And I can't wait to see Matt's sketch. Matt has promised us a sketch.
I will sketch it. And if you don't know, I'll either sketch it or do it in a Microsoft Paint. Haven't decided. Either way, it's going to be pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So look forward to that. That'll be on Instagram and Facebook as well. All right. Ellie, thank you for coming on. I think it was fun.
Yeah.
I
loved it. Yeah, okay, this good. Is great.
I was hoping you liked it.
Guys, give good show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Sam, until we meet again.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the According to the Technical Rules podcast. If you'd like to contact the hosts, Matt is on Twitter at MattATTR and Sam is at SamJATTR. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Until next time, let's all play According to the Technical Rules.